Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ Center Change. Excuse my breathing. I just got done with my first half of my daily go. You know, go do what you got to do. I was running and walking, and something was on my heart that I have not discussed, that I feel like it's a big part of my journey. So it is a scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, talks about speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, right? And I listen to music most of the time, I would say, not all the time, when I'm running or walking. And what I realize is that when a song comes on, that's like pumping faith into me. I feel like some artists that I listen to like pump faith into me. And I thought about this scripture, right? And I think it lends to me being able to go further, to do more, because as the scripture says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing praise in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God and Father. I'll put the scripture in the description box, but the point of it being is that we start to think about music, and I know a lot of people listen to secular music. I am not against it. Clean secular music is not forbidden, right? I believe in soul music, where some things minister to your soul, some things minister to your spirit. And what God caused me to realize too, the difference between the soul and the spirit. I know Hebrews, I think it's chapter 4, verse 12. I'll put it in the description box, but he talks about the basically dividing the soul and the spirit is like dividing bone from marrow. And what God caused me to see the difference between the soul and the spirit is that the soul is that part of us that interacts with the world. The spirit is purely towards God. So the soul is a depth that we use to interact and manage the things of the world. But the spirit is purely towards God. And that is just where I feel like God showed me the definition of the difference of the spirit and the soul when I was meditating. But yes, it's okay for me, I speak for myself, go with your own convictions, to listen to some secular music, some very inspirational secular artists that minister to the soul. But when the spirit is being fed, it's a whole nother level. So I just encourage you to get some songs in your spirit, right? Get a song in your spirit. Get something in your spirit that can encourage you and push you forward. Because singing and this concept of songs, as we know, we have a whole book of Psalms. The biggest book of the Bible is the book of Psalms. A psalm is basically singing accompanied by instrumentation, according to definition. And we have a whole large account of that. So even if you study the book of Psalms, to get something in your spirit, right? To know that God is with you on this journey. God can help you out of your current state of obesity. It is possible. So utilize all the tools that are already there that God has given you, and the Bible is full of them. Well, that was just on my heart as I came in from running and walking today. Be encouraged and always find the joy.